Queensland now, where the future of North Stradbroke Island has been thrown into doubt by a local sand mining company, which has announced its restructuring. For years, the island has been a tourist destination, but many locals doubt that tourism alone will be enough to sustain them. Nance Haxton prepared this report.
Righto, let's make the tea.
Barefoot Dave, as he is known, is setting up camp for morning tea at one of North Stradbroke Island's natural treasures, the freshwater Brown Lake.
So yeah, I just love it here, and we've got a magpie eyeing off our damper. You'll have to wait, buddy.
The tour guide and marriage celebrant has lived on Stradbroke Island on and off for more than 60 years.
See, the island sells itself because of its beauty. You know, when you go down the beach and that sort of thing, you look around, you can't see anything man-made. It's just natural, and it's the only one left.
Dave Philander has seen a lot of changes in the time he's lived here, but none more so than the end of sand mining on the island after more than six decades.
We're just going to have to deal with it because it is going to close, and whether you think it's good or bad, it doesn't really matter. You just got to make a living somehow. And if tourism is the way to go, then tourism it is.
The Queensland government recently legislated that sand mining on Straddy, or Mangerabar as it's known by the traditional owners, will be phased out by 2019. But the company responsible for sand mining on the island, Sibelco, has announced it's restructuring its workforce ahead of that time. In a statement, the company cites a global downturn in mineral prices, combined with the looming closure of the mine, as the reason for cutting 30 local jobs and stopping production for 3 months. The head of the local Chamber of Commerce, Colin Battersby, says businesses are trying to adjust.
This has been going on for 5 or 6 years, on again, off again, on again, off again. So now at least we know the certainty. We're working towards 2019. A lot of things to do and put in place.
Is it going to be enough time, do you think, for that transition to happen?
Oh, it doesn't matter if I think it's enough time or not. We're rolling our sleeves up and getting on with it, trying to get smart and produce a good tourism product and present it well and have a great time.
The state government has announced a $28 million strategy to help the island's transition away from mining.
The sky's not going to fall, and we're just going to get on with, you know, our plans for the future.
Darren Burns is the Joint Management Coordinator for the Quandamooka Yulaburrabi Aboriginal Corporation, or KIAC.
Well, it was good for its day, you know. You can't deny the value that the mining had for our Aboriginal community back in those days. It gave Aboriginals a lifestyle, you know, that anyone could only dream of back in those days, and supported our Aboriginal community right through to, you know, these recent times, and put our Aboriginal community in the good stead that it's in. But for its day, it was good, but, you know, it's just in this day and age, with how long we are down the track, how much island is left unmined, and that balance in conservation and sustainability, it's a foregone conclusion. Even a lot of the miners agree that, you know, it's time to move on.
That's Darren Burns from the Quandamooka Yulaburrabi Aboriginal Corporation, ending Nance Haxton's report.